Hola, you guys. It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. Now, today's topic is going to be quite serious here. Now, the reason why I say quite serious is because, luckily, as far as I know, nothing happened following this incident. But, so I went to school on Friday not knowing anything about the TikTok trend about school shootings. Now, I went the whole day without knowing any of it because it was almost towards the end of the day, a teacher finally mentioned it and said something about TikTok having a school shooting trend. So I'm very confused because that's crazy how everybody, like the adults, know about it and I don't know anything about this. Now, with the school shooting trend, apparently it started as a stay-at-home day. So everybody was planning on staying home for December the 17th. That was apparently the trend, but then it's translated into a school shooting trend. And closing schools down, stuff like that. The security was beefed up, blah, 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 blah. And still, I did not know anything about this. Now, I've never been in a school shooting, but I do know that school shootings are very serious. People die from school shootings. I've met people who have been in a school shooting, and that is something that you just do not joke about. That is seriously not funny. I mean, do I feel like I would have panicked if I would have heard this TikTok trend already? No. I mean, not really, because I would hope that that people at my school wouldn't be so dumb enough to fall through with it. Some other students in the class were actually shocked to hear about the trend too, because it's crazy how everybody knew about it except for the teenagers did. And some, even though a lot of teenagers did hear about it, but it's a lot of people who didn't hear about it, if that makes sense. And mom, when I got home, mom was like, there wasn't no school shootings today. And I by that time, I had already knew what it was about. I had already heard it. I had already just found out about it. And I was like, how did you know that? She was like, because it was all over the news. And that's when I was finally told about it. So that's when I heard the story of how it started and all of that. And that is so insane. But yeah, so I guess also I read on TikTok. I went on TikTok to look up and see what's happening. A lot of schools had received threats. I believe some schools received threats about it and received threats that it was going to be a bombing or something like that, all types of sorts. And I don't know if that really happened where I'm from. Like, I don't think any calls were made to my school about that. I know that there were calls before in the past about one before, but other than that, recently, no. So that was kind of, you know, shocking for me to hear about a actual school shooting. Now, luckily, no schools were shot up. That is good. But so regarding the school shooting on TikTok, I wonder when the TikTok was made. Okay, so they say it started off as a stay-at-home day. So basically like a skip day. So I wonder if it was accidentally translated into a school shooting trend, or maybe somebody posted something and then somebody went along with it. Basically, I don't know. Maybe it was kids trying to make a joke or something, then it became serious. I don't know, you know. And that's what happens a lot on TikTok. A lot of people post a lot of things and they don't really know what they're getting themselves into. They don't really understand the severity of how this can go. And that's why I'm really not on TikTok a lot, because TikTok is very toxic if you do not know. TikTok will have you doing the most craziest stuff. I mean, it was a TikTok before where, it was having kids do stuff, or no, that was Momo. those on YouTube Kids and stuff like that. But all together, it's just like social media is getting so crazy. And like, if you don't teach your children how to navigate through social media without actually doing anything stupid or crazy, they will never know and they will fall for anything. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, that's really the truth about it. So really teach your kids how to, you know, go through TikTok, go through social media without, you know, harming themselves or harming any person around you. And I know that that's not necessarily the kids' fault, but at the same time, like, I know I wish TikTok was, or social media was safe enough for your kids to go on without you having to train them. But that's just the reality of the world. You have to train your kids if you're going to, you know, not train them, but like teach them about stuff like that, about social media and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's not hard to teach them what not to do on social media and, you know, not to listen to everything that social media tell you to do or stuff like that, because social media be really out here teaching these kids to do stuff, which, I mean, that really has to stop. And I know it's hard for the people, or like, it's hard for people to even trust social media now or even go on social media because they're scared, and that's understandable too. So yeah, I mean, I grew up with social media, not on social media, but with social media already around me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody around me as a child or stuff like that, that's when social media was starting to come around, and everybody was starting to, like, you know, be on social media and stuff like that. So maybe that helped me with, you know, knowing what not to do on social media and what to do on social media and who to listen to on social media and stuff like that. So maybe that helped. Maybe that would help other kids to, you know, like, show them how it works, how social media works, how you navigate through social media, and maybe they will follow in your path, stuff like that. So yeah, to like protect them from stuff like that, because it just from like the TikTok trend, the school shooting trend, that could have been any trend, and it could have went way worse than it. So yeah. Anyway, you guys, that is the end of this topic, which means, unfortunately, that is the end of this episode. You guys, please, 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 please share with a friend. Share with a friend who's going to share a friend. Tell your friend to tell a friend. And guess what? We will all be set. You know, I am so thankful for the supporters that I do have. I do thank you guys, because y'all do a lot for me. Y'all do tell me, y'all do give me y'all feedback. I love that. I love that y'all tell me what y'all want to see, what y'all want to hear. I love that. And I just want y'all to know that I am truly thankful. And yeah, so I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye. Peace out.